We can never get enough revelation of the cross and the resurrection power and the blood and all the things that Jesus done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants to talk about his creative love. And most people don't get the fruits of that love. And the fruits is all your sins are forgiven. Outside sins, inside sins. We should be walking in that fruit. And if you can't walk in that fruit of his love that originated from the cross, what happens is you have trouble forgiving other people. But when you receive that forgiveness of your sins, renew your mind with it, it's part of your life, then you're able to walk through this journey and forgive people who may hurt you or trip you or do whatever they do. And also the fruit of that love is you should be free from sickness and disease. You should be walking in the power of Jesus that overcomes the power of Satan or the principalities and powers. That's the fruit of his love. It starts at the cross, and a lot of people don't walk in that fruit. His love is very, very powerful, but there is fruit from that love. So if you're not walking in it, you may want to look into it and get more of that fruit of that love. And make sure that you confess every day that he took your sins outside and inside, and they're gone. They're forgiven. Because the enemy will try to remind you, you see, what you don't remind your mind with the Word of God, renew your mind with, he'll remind you of things that he'll try to get you to run the old film, so to speak. But you are brand new, and you have been recreated, and so you have a recreated spirit, and you've been recreated in his love. See, I've been recreated in his love. See, most people don't understand that. So you don't want to pay attention to the old. You want to believe that you were recreated in his love. So we're going to look at some scriptures today. And every time I get to a scripture and God has me cause it to be amplified, that's what I'll do. But the first thing you got to understand in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 17, you are a new creation. So you've been recreated in love. And so if I don't identify with that recreated spirit, what I've been recreated in, and get the fruits of that love, then I walk in defeat. Amen? So you're a brand new person. Say, I'm a brand new person. Because the enemy is always trying to throw dots. We got to always hold the shield up. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians. Five, starting with verse 12, Chris. Once we understand his love, and once we understand that the Holy Spirit is in us, and he wants to give us the fruits of that love, then it's going to cause you to be free in a lot of areas. Have you ever wondered why a lot of Christians are still bitter over the weeks and months and years, and sometimes they're still walking in unforgiveness? It's because they've never been taught how to get the fruit of the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, manifested in their love, in their lives. Well, you've got to renew your mind, saints. You've got to make sure that your mind understands that you have the fruit of forgiveness that comes from the love of Jesus and from his cross. And you got to remember that all sins on the outside have been forgiven and all sins on the inside. You've been washed clean. But your mind don't know it and your body don't know it. So I want to get the fruits of that love. And so if I didn't build that into me, I'd have never walked away from multiple sclerosis or booze or drugs and so on and so forth. Because the enemy would kept me under guilt and condemnation. But I'm in Christ, and you're in Christ, and we ain't supposed to be in that. Amen? But the enemy tries to remind you of that, that you're in guilt and condemnation, God's not pleased with you, and God don't love you, and your sins ain't forgiven on the outside or the inside, and so on and so on. And the reason for it is the enemy gets you to run the old film, and so a lot of times we're in the flesh. And the works of the flesh are not very good, are they? But we've been recreated. So the Holy Spirit in us is wanting to help us and teach us and counsel us and take from Jesus and give to us. Remind us of everything that Jesus has said. It's important, saints, that you examine yourself and find out if you're walking in the fruit of his love. When I say the fruit of his love, I mean the power of the cross. Either you believe he took it all, or you're going to get whacked out with sickness, a disease, a poverty, or something like that. So you have been recreated. You have a recreated spirit, and it's been recreated in love, God's love. Amen? So every time you turn to your recreated spirit, and that's a teaching of in Christ, you turn to that, turn to in Christ, amen? You're turning to his love. Because in Christ is all victory. It's all love. It's all power. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to start with 5, verse 12. And we'll just read some scriptures here. But we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. See, a lot of people boast in appearance. But God wants you to boast in the cross. God wants you to boast in his love. God wants you to boast in his healing. God wants you to boast in his forgiveness. God wants you to boast because it comes from the heart. God wants to free us as we speak the word of God. Life is in the tongue. Life is in the power of the tongue. So as we get the tongue trained and tame the tongue, we're going to boast in the cross. We're going to boast in the fruits of the cross, the fruits of his love. And so I'm going to walk in the forgiveness of sin. I'm going to walk free from sickness and disease. I'm going to walk free from demons and principalities and powers. I'm going to boast in the Lord. I'm going to boast in the Lord. A lot of people dress up and they appear religious. That ain't going to help you, saints. If you have religious thoughts, mindsets, you got to get rid of it all. And you got to let the Word of God teach you how to get rid of it. Because I'll tell you what, you'll miss a lot of blessings. You'll miss a lot of God's love. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. See, God wants us to have a sound mind. Amen? A spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen? A sound mind that's trained by the word of God. And also meaning the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you. It's in Christ Jesus. You people are blessed. You people are loved. And we're not walking in the fruits of it. You see? All of us have character flaws. I don't care how long you live. I don't care how long you preach. We all have character flaws. The only one that doesn't is Jesus. And so if you think you're going to get to a place where you're perfect and everything else, you're not going to. Paul said, why am I doing what I'm doing? I don't want to do this, but I'm still doing it. So we all have character flaws. That's not an excuse to sin. That's just the way the flesh is. Amen? Now listen now. For the love of Christ, in verse 14, compels us. This compel means it attaches, gets a grip on us. But it can go other ways. Let's look at it again. For the love of Christ compels us because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. If Jesus died for me, then I must learn to die so that he can live. Amen? Now this compel means getting a grip. The love of God getting a grip on you. But it also can go another way. Turn, if you would, Chris, briefly here, and we'll go back there, to Luke 4:38. I want to make a point here. Luke 4:38. Hallelujah. Now, he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. Now, that's compelled. That's what gripped this woman here. See, fear can grip you. Anxiety can grip you. Or you can let the love of God grip you. You can let the fruit of the love of God grip you. But if you don't, these things, sickness can grip you. Fear can grip you. Turn to the next verse, Chris, 39. So he stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. Immediately she rose and served them. So Jesus is your power. His love is your power. But there's many things that compel us today, many things that grip us today. Maybe a lack of finances, maybe fear, maybe mind problems. We should not be in those. And the reason why some people slip into those is and grips us is because we don't walk in the fruit of his love. We don't confess the fruit of his love. We don't confess how he truly loved us. I used to have anxiety so bad that I was rushed to the hospital. I couldn't breathe. I know some of you people have experienced stuff like that. And I would get in the emergency room, and I would be laying on a gurney, whatever they call those things, and I can't breathe. And the doctor would say, "Sit up." I'd taken all the oxygen out of me. I was tingling all over, you know, and I was turning blue and everything else. And I finally sat up, and the minute I did, it left. So if you're having anxiety, take a deep breath. Don't let your body control you. Because you'll draw all the oxygen out. That's what fear is. Anxiety and fear can grip you. And many Christians today are gripped by that. But God wants you to be compelled. He wants the love of God to grip you. He wants the fruit of that love to grip you. Amen? I know that Christians suffer many different things. But there's some things we go through for the testing of our faith. But there's some things we go through because the flesh is dictating to us what we should have and not have, and not the Spirit of God and not the love of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now turn back to 15, Chris, if you would, please. But that's an example what gripped the mother, say, and the mother, Peter's mother is a mother here. And she got sick and diseased. She had a bad fever. There's many things that grip us, saints. But Jesus is the answer, you see. He walked over and he caused that fever. Let her be loose from her. It was gripping her. It had her disabled at the moment. What's got you disabled? Is it finances? Is it mind problems? Is it fear? Well, because I used to have anxiety so bad, it used to grip me. I'm free from it. I used to have multiple sclerosis. I'm free from it. I used to have a drug problem. I'm free from it. You know why? I started learning about the fruit of the love of Jesus Christ, how all sins on the cross were taken outside and inside, and how I tell the devil, you can't come on God's property. See, this is God's property. It's blood bought. You're God's property. You have to speak to this stuff. Say, most people are not taught this. We just go about life with all these things that grip us, and we should be gripped by the love of God, compelled by the love of God. Amen? And so you need to say, I receive the love of Jesus. I receive the fruits of his love. My sins are forgiven. My sins are forgotten. No sickness will come into my body. No disease will come into my body. I'm free from poverty. I'm free from demons. I'm free from principalities and powers. I'm free from the works of the flesh. You see how that works, saints? We're supposed to be free. Now, it doesn't mean we won't have character problems, and doesn't mean we won't stumble, and some we won't get mad or get angry, and so on and so forth. But, saints, it's a part of life. But if we'll walk by the power of the Holy Spirit and walk in the fruits of his love, I'm telling you, there ain't a demon in hell come near you. The gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen? Hallelujah. In verse 15, and he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. See, I think a lot of people meet some people that you haven't seen 5 weeks ago, or 5 weeks or 6 months, and you judge them according to their flesh. If they're under the blood and they have the fruits of that love, listen now, it goes on to say, therefore, verse 16 again, therefore now, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet we know him thus no longer, that way. Are you listening? His flesh has raised from the dead. And what has he done for us? That's how we ought to look at Jesus spiritually. Not all the things he suffered because that was for us, but we should look at him spiritually. He's sitting at the right hand of God. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. That has made us kings and priests. We are the body of Christ. We are sons and daughters of God. But it don't come to pass if you don't confess it. That's the fruits of his love, what he has made us. Amen? Hallelujah. And then verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. See, we've been recreated, have a recreated spirit, and we've been recreated in his love. So every time I turn to the recreation in Christ, I'm walking in his love. The devil don't want you walking in that. The devil would like to have you walking in sin conscience, and you can't. God will never use you. God won't flow through you, and so on and so forth. We are a new creation. So if I turn to the new creation, my spirit's been recreated by God, I start confessing who I am in Christ. I don't have any guilt and condemnation because I'm in Christ. It's mine. It's mine. It's yours. But it must be confessed. It must be spoken. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I missed this Friday night, but turn to 1 John 4, 17 to 19. 1 John 4, 17 to 19. We'll start at verse 17, Chris. Love has been perfected among us, and thus we may have boldness. You see what love will do for you? You start saying, I walk in his love. I walk in his power. I walk in his forgiveness. I walk in his mighty grace. I walk in his righteousness. I walk in his compassion. I walk in his love. You see, that's what love will do. It'll cause you to be bold to speak the word of God, not only to someone else, but to yourself. Amen? Love has been perfected among us, and thus we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we. He's victorious over the devil and principalities and powers. He's victorious over sin, sickness, and disease. He's victorious over poverty. As he is, so are we. Either you're going to believe the word of God, or you're going to get into a mindset, religious thoughts, and try to work your way there. The work has been finished by Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 18, we go to 17, 18. There is no fear in love. See, if you're having anxiety, God wants you to grow up in the fruit of his love. There's no fear in his love. Are you listening? There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear, see, when you love, you're walking in the fruit, you're confessing the cross, you're confessing the resurrection. You shouldn't have fear about finances, you shouldn't have fear about happiness, you shouldn't have fear about forgiveness or knowledge or wisdom, you shouldn't have fear about none of that stuff. God is on the throne, and the gates of hell will not prevail. We have a great God. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And if we don't learn how to start speaking this, we won't walk in the fruits. You'll walk in fear. God the Holy Spirit will help you love. He'll help you realize what God's love is. See, God's love is not, oh, hugging somebody. I love you in the Lord. Love is loving Jesus with all your heart, soul, and spirit. First, that's a commandment. That's a command. See, a lot of people don't walk in the fruits of his love of the cross, and we're going around loving everybody. But yet we can't forgive. That's because we haven't received that fruit of forgiveness. We're still thinking we're sinners. The enemy's throwing trash in your mind. There's no junkyards in God's business. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So love will cause you to be bold. I had a pastor come here Friday night, and they're from a different denomination. And it's, you know, years ago, I used to have all kinds of pastors and people show up on Friday night for prayer and everything else. I had another pastor come about a month ago. Then Friday night, there was another pastor here. In the denomination he's in, you see, it's very legalistic. So I said to him, what's your first name? And he said, Robert. So I started referring to him as Robert throughout the whole church, and the associate pastor was going, see, I was trying to break some stuff off from him. I was trying to make him understand that he's free and that God was going to flow through him and his church and so on and so forth. See, there's a lot of religion around today, saints. There's a lot of legalism. See, people think if you wear the prayer shawl, you can't pray without a prayer shawl. Don't ever get caught up in that, saints. It's not wrong to have one, but you can pray anytime. You can pray driving your car. You don't need a prayer shawl. Jesus is our covering. He's the only mediator. Hallelujah. Say, I want the love of God to compel me to have a tight grip on me. Help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Me and my wife went shopping the other day, and we were going by the famous footwear. Is that what they call it? And I said, Betty, you want to go in there? Well, no, let's just go over to Safeway. So we went over Safeway, and we were in there about 15 minutes, came out, and there was cop cars and ambulances and everything else. I said, my God, what's going on out here? A lady drove right through the footwear glass window. I could just picture myself being flattened by a car in there. God said, don't go in there. So I had a desire to get something, a white shoes. I'm not trying to play Bat Boone. I just wanted some white sneakers. And I had a desire for that. But the Holy Spirit came upon me, overwhelmed me, and said, don't go in there. So I thought, God is being mean. I want some white sneakers, man. When I come back out, the car's gone right through the window, man, right where the cash registers are. And knowing me, you see, when I go in, I'm locked in. I'm on assignment. I'm on a mission. I pick up the sneakers, 8.5, and I'm out of there. My wife pokes. If I don't keep her on a string, I can lose in 5 minutes in a store. So you'll hear me through the store, Betty, where'd you go? I just yell it right out, man. Shh, I'm right here. Hallelujah. So sometimes you may have a desire for something, and God may make you forget it for that moment. The car went right through the windows, man. And Betty was going by, she was saying, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I bet she said it 10 times before we got out the parking lot. So we both decided it was, oh, my God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7. Yeah. Praise the Lord. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Sound mind. Power. The devil is fear. He's given us a sound mind. What do you have to do? Go to 1:6. 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:6. Hallelujah. Are we getting there? Oh, there it is. Therefore, I remind you, say he's reminding me, to stir up the gift of God which is in me through the laying on of my hands. Stir the gift up. Stir the anointing up. Stir the Holy Ghost up in you. That way there, you won't be going to fear. Stir it up. I just picture myself in a washing machine. Get it all stirred up. What, dear? Well, there's a little shaking there, too. You ever seen an agitator going clunk, clunk, clunk? But you got the drift of the story, right? You understand where I was coming from? Do you understand where I'm going? Well, really? Then I don't have to say it then. Laugh! Ha, 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 devil! Praise God. You got to stir it up, saints. Amen? That's probably the trouble when you get in the morning. When you get out, you got to stir up that gift. Before I get out of this bed this morning, I was just talking to Jesus. I'm blessed with righteousness. I'm blessed with grace and mercy. I'm blessed with your faith. I'm a blessed human being. I'm blessed with the anointing. I don't care. I like that stirring up. You ought to put yourself in a cleaning mode every morning and say, God, I'm stirring it up. I'm being cleansed because I'm speaking cleansed. I'm speaking power. I'm speaking grace. I'm speaking mercy. I'm speaking righteousness. I'm speaking knowledge. I'm speaking wisdom. I'm speaking the mind of Christ. I'm cleansed. Romans 6:4. Now, saints, I had a guy come to me one time after service, and he said, I was talking about John 10:10. Satan's come to rob, steal, and destroy. And he corrected me. He said, no, it's the other way around. I said, all that means is I'm human. Do you know what I mean? He says, yeah. I said, what are you up here correcting for? See, we need to get sloppy once in a while. We need to laugh. Therefore, we were buried with him. Say, I'm buried. See, when you get saved, saints, that's the beginning. Then you're water baptized. Then you're baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And then you're growing. You're going on spiritually. You ought to speak in tongues every day. Jesus said, it's a sign from God in Mark 16. These signs will follow those who believe. Pray in tongues. Talk right directly to God. What am I saying? You don't have to know. We're all nosy. We all want to know what we're saying. What difference does it make? If the peace comes, the power comes, the anointing comes, grace comes, mercy comes, compassion comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. See, say, I've died. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. See, he just said, I'm a new creation. Aren't we a new creation? If you don't keep saying it, saints, you'll think you're an old creation. Walking around in stinky mud. I'm just going to swallow a worm and die. You are great. God says you are great. And you died with him. We got to hurry up. The food's coming in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm an unemployed comedian. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. 6, what did I say? 6-4? Was that 6-4? What does 6-5 say, Chris? It don't say anything. You got to read it, right? That's a joke. See, some people, they didn't catch on. It don't say nothing. You got to read it. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Resurrection power. We should not have mind problems, anxiety problems, fear problems, sickness problems, sin problems. We ought to grow spiritually because God's not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We got to stir it up. Amen? Stir them up. My wife wanted some new washing machine and dryer. I went out and bought those fancy ones. It drives me crazy. I have to walk right on by it. A little bit of water comes in. Then it goes clunk, clunk. Then it shuts off. A little bit of water comes clunk, clunk. You know the old ones with the agitated mill? The Holy Ghost is an agitator in us, trying to stir up the love of God. Say, the Holy Ghost is an agitator in me. Just like he said to me, don't stop at that store. I want my white sneakers. All I can picture is myself coming out the door and his car coming at me. Ah! In Jesus' name! All of a sudden, you become roadkill. Big old birds flying around pecking at you. That's a joke. Ain't you ever seen magpies eating roadkill? Huh? One has seen it. My God, where we people been? Hallelujah. Well, okay, Lord. The food's getting cold. Praise God. See, with me, it don't make no difference. I'll eat hot chicken, cold chicken. Amen? Hot spaghettis, as long as it ain't too stringy. I mean, I don't want it stuck to my fork and I have to chew it off. let's play Terry McCallum. Number 2, blessings and honor. You'll take that? Right, brother? What's your first name? Are you going to come back again, Jeff? There ain't no point in me remembering your name if you ain't coming back. Jesus in you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes and listen to this. When they close their eyes, get their wallets.
Blessing and honor.
Blessing and honor.
Power, glory, power.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Ain't that good? Some of these things are such a blessing, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If anybody needs prayer, it's the right time to do it. Get up right now and come up here right now in Jesus' name. If you need prayer for anything, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask for your
the manifestation of more your Shekinah glory, Lord Jesus, your presence. We call upon the power of the Holy Spirit to help us, that you'll get the glory, Lord Jesus. And if people's physical bodies need healing, you'll touch them, Lord Jesus. Sickness will leave their body, Lord, because of your love, Lord, because of the fruits of your love that we're claiming today, that all sin, sickness, and disease is going to leave us and not come near us no more. Satan's power has been disarmed, and principalities and powers. And we thank you, Lord, the works of the flesh are not going to work, but the fruits of the Spirit, Lord, the Word of God, Lord, is going to operate in our lives. Right now, today, right now, the anointing is going to fall upon these people, Lord. I so speak it by faith in your name, Lord Jesus, that they'll feel the presence of you, Lord Jesus. They'll feel the peace of you, Lord Jesus. They will not allow their hearts to be troubled, Lord. They will not fall into fear. I speak that over everybody, those who are sitting out there and those who are standing up here. We just pray over these people right now, Lord Jesus. But we need you, Jesus. We need the power of your Holy Spirit to help us, Lord, to come down through this line, Lord, and touch everyone with your love, Lord Jesus. So it's in Jesus' name we pray these things, and we believe, Lord, that you're faithful to your blood covenant in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Oh, Father God, I touch him with the healing anointing, Lord. In Jesus' holy name, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch you right now, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Presence of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, hallelujah.
Power of Jesus, hallelujah. Power of Jesus, power of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, I release the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit upon this lady, Lord. I bind up any satanic power or dots trying to be thrown into her mind. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're free, dear. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my little brother, Lord. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Every bit of it. Loosed in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I curse any sickness in her body, cancer. I curse at the root in Jesus' name. You're not going to grow in this body cancer. I speak to you in the authority of the name of Jesus and command it all now. Go in Jesus' name. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I free her mind, Lord. Oh, the holy thoughts of God only coming into this mind. I bind up all darkness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, as I take authority over depression, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank and I praise you, Lord, that fear will not come upon her no more, Lord, that she'll be continually be full with the love of God. I call your love into her life, Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that you're faithful to your blood covenant, Lord. And what I speak, that greater is he that's in her than he that's in the world. And my God's supplying her need, not 6 months from now, but right now, Lord. The whole mind, the whole emotion, Lord, is being healed and touched by our Lord and Savior. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Your wonderful love, Lord Jesus. Power of Jesus. Power of Jesus into that mind. Power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, the blessings of Jesus.
the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, the blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I curse diabetes right now, Lord. And she's going to receive the fruits of your love, Lord Jesus Christ, into her body. It cannot be refused, Lord Jesus. We call it forth in your name. We call diabetes out and call you in, Lord Jesus Christ. By your power, no sickness, no disease. You took it all, Lord Jesus. We stand on your word. We speak in your name. And I curse it right now. Wherever it comes from, generational curses, I curse it right now in the name of Jesus. And my sister's going to walk into freedom. She's going to see your love manifested in her life, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory for the fruits of love in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you. Oh, the peace of Jesus I speak. The peace of Jesus. Amen. The peace of Jesus. Father God, those things, Lord, that he's been working at that won't change, I call into existence through the word of God, through the resurrection power that is going to change, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that these two will walk in the knowledge and wisdom of you, Jesus. It's the depths of you, Jesus. I call upon the power of the Holy Spirit, that which they've been praying for and the devil has been fighting and trying to steal and trying to stop. He'll no longer do it now because I command Satan in the name of Jesus to be loosed from this couple. And I thank you as I release and the manifestation of your wisdom, Lord Jesus, your knowledge, Lord Jesus, the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, the peace that passes all understanding. I bind every principality and power from them in Jesus' name. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the revelation of your love and power, Jesus. Power, Jesus.
Yes.
Power, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Power, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that her heart has grown and multiplied because of the many things that she volunteers for, Lord. Anything that you call upon her, Lord, she's there standing up and say, I'll go, Jesus. Her heart continues to grow. And we thank you, Lord, that the finances are going to come to her, that the healing is going to come to her family, that cancer will not live in the family in Jesus' name. We curse it right now. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, the precious power. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can actually see a live mountain, and you've gone over it. There's something you've brought, but it seems like it's sitting in the middle of a field somewhere, and you've gone over it. There was something in your way, but it looked like it's showing me it's some kind of a mountain. Sometimes things get so big, they look like a mountain. But God says, my son, you've gone over it. So start looking beyond and start looking for the greatness of me because it's going to come to you under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, and that mountain will no longer be there in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch my sister right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. Every thought in her mind that does not belong there, I cast it out in the authority of the name of Jesus, commanding it all to go. You are not going to do that, Satan. You are not going to do that. I bind you in the name of Jesus. This is God's property. This is God's blood-bought property. You're not going to touch it. You're not going to throw dots in her mind. I take authority over you and principalities and powers. You're gone. You're not going to hover over her home. You're not going to hover over this church. You're not going to hover over her finances. She is free now because I proclaim it and speak it in the name of Jesus. By faith in your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. God is showing me there has been decisions made, but they've been wrong decisions. And God says there's an envelope coming that's going to have the right answer. God says, my daughter, this is supernatural. And you have some decisions made that were not right. But God is a loving, forgiving God. And God says he's turning that thing around. And he's causing to walk upright. And he's causing it to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. And God says, you watch. Shortly, there's going to be an envelope that comes to you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, for the anointing, Lord, that breaks the yoke of bondage, Lord. Every bit of it's gone in Jesus' name. Every bit of it's gone in the holy name of Jesus. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. Oh, the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I just saw a chain, and it was a very heavy chain, and the link broke. God says whatever's got you chained in your mind, in your emotions, has been broken off from you by the power of Jesus. Has been broken off from you by the power of Jesus. Nothing will hold you. God says, my daughter, you have a heart for me. You have my spirit. Whatever you desire, you can find in my word under my blood covenant. If you'll speak it and believe it, it'll come to you. It'll come to you in a big, big wave. It'll come to you in a great big blessing. God says, my daughter, no longer are you chained. No longer are you chained. No longer is yesterday a part of your life. No longer your family tree is a part of your life. But you are now of the family of God. You are now under the blood covenant. And God says, my spirit will teach you. It'll bring forth the power of my name, Jesus. It'll come alive in you. The chain has been broken, and you're free now. You're free now in Jesus' name. Don't let him steal it. Don't let him take it, put it back on you, Satan, we're talking about. But let God love you. Let the power of God rise up in you and let you realize that you have been freed, spirit, soul, and body, by his power this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see you trying to hold something up by your flesh. And it's been too strong for you. It's been too heavy for you. But God says, my daughter, you can do all things through my strength. You can do all things through my spirit. You have been really working at something in the flesh, thinking it was God. But every time you get tired, you make decisions when you're tired, and it gets you deeper in trouble. But God says today, there's a refreshing coming into your mind. You're going to be awakened by the love of God, and you're going to walk in the fruits of that love, and it's going to free you. It's going to absolutely set you free. God says, my daughter, that which has been inside of you and really trying to do havoc inside of you has been released now by the power of Jesus. It no longer will exist in your life. You're going to feel a peace like you never felt before. It's going to pass all understanding. But God says, during this peaceful time, and it should be yours every day, God says, that's when you make the decisions. That's when you make the decisions. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for freeing her, Lord, inside and outside, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank you for his heart, Lord. I thank you for the anointing that's going to be multiplied, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that he will rid himself of the spirit of quitting, Lord. But he'll hang in there, and he'll finish every job. He'll finish everything that you've given him to do. And because promotion time is coming from the heavenly realm by the power of the Holy Spirit in him, financially, in other areas, Lord, promotion time is coming. God said, I've never given you more than you can handle. It may seem like it at times, but God says you can handle all things through me because you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So God says, my son, look to me during these times when it seems like the storm is overwhelming, like the emotions are overwhelming, like the pain is overwhelming. And God says, turn to me, lean not to your own understanding. And if you'll turn and acknowledge me, it shall be broken and you shall find a freedom in my spirit that has come upon you, saith the Lord. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for the anointing of the Spirit of God upon my brother, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I bind the spirit of anxiety, Lord. I bind the spirit of fear from her. Satan, you're not going to toy with her no more. You're coming away from her. You're not going to touch her no more. You principalities and powers that bring fear and anxiety, I bind you right now. I free my sister in her mind. I free her emotions right now. I bind all depression from her in Jesus' name. I bind all worry from her in the mighty name of Jesus. I free her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. She is a child of God. She's anointed of God. She's a temple of the Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. These things are being spoken, revived in her. Revival is coming into her spirit right now, freeing her body, freeing her thoughts. I'm holding the shield of faith up, you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of her. No more doubts in her mind. No more doubts in her mind. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The power of Jesus. The power of Jesus going into her mind. The power of Jesus. Drive it all out, Jesus. Drive it all out, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bind every mental spirit that's trying to come on him, Lord. I bind every worrying spirit. I bind every Jezebel spirit, every spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. I take authority over these spirits. I call upon your spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, that the anointing will come upon him and break every bit of bondage, Lord, that he'll have clear direction, Lord, that he'll no longer walk in confusion because you're not the author of confusion, Father God. So right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I break that confusion off him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't sleeping, are you, George?
Trying to.
Father God, I touch these two right now. At one time, you two said, it's only going to be a trickle. It's only going to be a trickle. But I can see the trickle turning into a brook. I can see the trickle turning into a brook. That's the flow of the Holy Ghost, turning into a brook. And the more you become obedient, the more you are minted by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, it'll even get bigger than a brook. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the word you've spoken into them, Lord. It is no longer trickle, Lord. It's turned into a brook. Let them be a good stewards over the brook, Lord, and let them hear the voice of God, Lord. Let the Spirit of God fall upon their home and upon these two, Lord. Let the angels be released, Lord, to bring in that, Lord, that has desires of their heart, that the angels are bringing in, manifesting. We give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. How you doing? Good? Praise God. Everybody's doing good, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, get your mind off the spaghetti, Elroy, and keep on praying. Get out of my head! Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I seen the devil drag something black over your head. It looked like a banner, but there was nothing on it, but it was black. And I'm binding him right now in Jesus' name. Any darkness that's been trying to put you down and come into your thinking is broken off from you right now. You're going to be a free woman that walks in the love and the fruits of God's love because the mind of Christ, you're going to allow the mind of Christ to come into you. There has been a lot of things built up in your mind. You're trying to make 3 or 4 or 5 decisions. God says, take one at a time, pray about it, and bring it to me, and I'll give you the wisdom. Take one at a time, pray about it, and come to me. Don't try to do 5 things at once. Don't try to do 5 things at once. That black that was dragged over your head is now gone. He's not even around here no more. So, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. The power of Jesus breaking it all off her mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. I bless my brother, Lord, in the financial blessings, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. It's coming his way. We don't care. All things are possible with God. You're a miracle-working God. And in the daughter and in the dad, I thank you and I praise you. Every need is met in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch him right now. You're holding hands. Is this your mom?
Yeah.
You love her, huh? Good. I'm glad that some people love their moms. Where would we be without moms? She says, not born. That's a good answer. Father God, right now, Lord, I touch these two, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the love that grows in these two, Lord, towards one another. And when he turns into a higher teen, Lord, I thank you, Lord, he'll still have the love for mom. He'll always be able to love mom. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that I speak into their lives that every need is being met. Every need is being met. Because you're a great God. I call the blessings of Abraham through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to manifest in these two lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her never have a want for anything, Father God, because you are a great God. And every promise in you, Lord Jesus, is yes, yes, that will be deposited in her, Lord, and she'll start walking in it, Lord. She's going to feel a fresh breeze in her home, Lord. She's going to feel a fresh breeze coming upon her, Lord, and him upon him, Lord, and that's a refreshing of the Holy Spirit. A new direction is being given to you by the Holy Spirit that's in you and coming upon you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we're all holding hands. Praise God. Father God, I touch her. This is the daughter, right? Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When do you start school?
August 21st.
Oh, that far away? Wow. And Falcon is starting Monday. Ain't you glad you don't go to Falcon school? Gee. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch her, Lord. And Father God, I pray the grace and the protection upon her when she goes back to school, Lord. I bind every satanic power, Lord. I bind every thought that has bad thoughts against and towards her, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the peace will be with her through the whole school year, Lord. I thank you that the love of God will rest upon her, Lord, and she will have the fruits of that love. I thank you, Lord, that where there seems to be no way, that God, you're going to make a way for this daughter of yours, Lord, because of your love for her. So we give you praise and honor and glory that I have called out of you, Lord Jesus, and deposited in her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, raise the hands. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you been praying about something specific, asking God to do something? Is it about your family? Oh, you don't have to tell me what it is. I was just wondering if it's about your family. It's not about your family, but it's about something else. Father God, grant him that, Lord. Grant him that, Lord. Let his prayers be answered, Lord. Let him know that you have resurrected Jesus, that you're alive, and you're a God who answers all kinds of prayers, Lord. You have been ever interceding for this young man, Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're asking the Holy Spirit to come upon him and to bring forth that he's what he's praying about, Lord. Let him have this faith built into him, Lord, knowing that God hears his prayers, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You know, I could see a storm starting off, afar off. It's trying to come to you. God's going to stop that storm. It's not going to empower you. It's not even going to come in near you. I can see the backside of the Lord with his hand raised against that storm. His hand raised against that storm. You're going to be a free man. That storm that the enemy has planned and planned and planned is broken off by the hand of Jesus. It's broken off by the hand of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the food. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for everything we're going to talk about because your spirit is going to be involved here today. He's going to be at every table, in every person, flowing things out of our mouths, fellowshipping, building each one up, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this food, for this fellowship, and for these people, Lord, who come out every Sunday, Lord, to hear your word, Lord. Now we expect your word to manifest in their lives and bless them in every way, Lord. And bless them in every way. It's time for revival, Lord. You said in 2 Chronicles, Lord, if we would humble ourselves and pray, Lord, you'd heal the land, Lord. That's a prayer for revival, Lord, because the healing of the land will come through your power and through a revival, Lord, a miracle-working revival, Lord, that brings people back to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That's our prayer. That's what we expect. That's what we're believing. That's what we're agreeing and sending our prayer into our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the heavenly realm. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Amen.